Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Martinella Williams. Welcome back. For the few moments that we have on, because we had a little problem getting in, we'll start off with and recite Al Quran, and then we come on tomorrow evening, inshallah, a little longer. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah, wahdahu la sharika lahu, wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu. As I seek refuge with Allah from the shaitan, the rejected enemy of mankind, I say with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, openly testifying that Allah is the one God. There are no partners with Allah. And Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, is a servant, a messenger of Allah. Assalamu alaikum. May the peace of Almighty God be upon all of us. Again, Martinella Williams here in the beautiful Sunshine City, Sunshine State, St. Petersburg, Florida. It is on the Hijra calendar, Jamada al-Awwal 15, 1438 AH, and on the Gregorian calendar, February 13, 2017 AD. All right, that means it is Monday evening on the Gregorian calendar and Yom El Ithnain, the second day on the Hijra calendar. Reading from Suratul, or the Quran, and the Quran for all of mankind, the enlightenment for all of mankind. Suratul An-Nisa, the women, and we can discuss a little more about that. All of our minds harbor, this is where the enlightenment occurs. This is where the impregnation of the word takes place in all of our minds. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ya ayyuhan nasu uttaqu rabbakumul ladhi khalaqakum min nafsin wahidatin wa khalaqa minha zawjaha wa basa minhuma rijalan kathiran wa nisaa. واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا وأتوا اليتامى أموالهم ولا تتبدلوا الخبيث بالطيب ولا تأكلوا أموالهم إلا أموالكم إنه كان حوبا كبيرا. صدق الله العظيم. Seeking refuge with Allah from the shaitan, the rejected enemy of mankind, with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. O mankind, fear your Lord who created you from one soul and created from it, from the one soul, its mate, and dispersed from both of them many men and women. And fear Allah through whom you ask one another and the womb. Indeed, Allah is ever over you and observer. And give to the orphans their properties, and do not substitute the defective of your own for the good of theirs, and do not consume their properties into your own. Indeed, that is ever a great sin. Surely Almighty God speaks the truth, and in the errors of those of Martinella Williams, not intentionally, but may Allah bless us with an understanding of the word, as we will have time, God willing, on tomorrow to go a little more into that. And we pray that everyone, as well as can be, is in good health. And if not, seek some information to get better health and make sure that it is health in the three areas, the mental, the spiritual, and the physical. And we know the outer comes first. We know we feel that pain. We feel the discomfort. We feel the ugliness sometimes, but it is truly working from within. So when we began to discuss how we're going to treat ourselves better within, then we'll see the betterment of it on the outer, inshallah, God willing. And we're going to play a little music here as we are going to be going out in just a moment. Because it's stayed on for about, five, 6 minutes. But we want to share with you. Actually, I want to go to Maya Angelou. Well, actually, no. Imam Warthadeen Muhammad. Because I want to, on the myths, how we are caught up in myths, and perhaps we'll get a little more detail about how we step away from the myths, as he speaks on myths in religion. Okay. Here we start. Yes. We're going to go right to Imam Warthadeen Muhammad. There's a presentation that comes before his appearance, but let's see. His son-in-law was presenting him, but. If we get to them. Again, separating religion from myth. Here, we start.
We salute the servants of God from Adam till today. We give the last prophet Muhammad the salutation of the salute, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Prayers and the peace be upon him. Amen. I want to begin this address by saying all people are equal in origin in the original nature, according to revelation given to prophets before Muhammad, and the same was given to Muhammad, the prophet of Arabia, about 14 centuries or so ago. All people come from one origin, one and the same origin. And we are deceived by the enemy of mankind, that is Satan, and our religion, Satan, is called the enemy of mankind. Adu wa nas, the enemy of all people, Satan, Shaitan, in the Quranic Arabic language, Shaitan. The Bible talks about inheritance. The Quran talks about inheritance. And if we understand it, our idea, our political idea for this great country, the United States of America, is also established upon a belief in inherent rights or inheritance. We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal and are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, among them life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And it goes on to say that no government can take these rights away. They're rights that we are born with. So these are rights that the government didn't give us, is the rights that our Creator gave us. And by the way, as the Constitution didn't say Jesus Christ, It didn't say Allah. The first words, in fact, the first five lines, or first five sentences called ayat to Muhammad the Prophet came to him, and the word Allah is not in any of those five sentences. So Muhammad, the first communication he got from God, he didn't learn the name Allah, not from the communication anyway. God says to Muhammad, read. First word to Muhammad. Read. First word of the Quran to Muhammad. Read, he said, in the name of your Lord who created. The one who created human beings from a congealed blood. Two lines, not Allah yet. Then he said again, read, and your Lord is most generous. And the one who taught man how to record, use the pen, the writing pen. And he taught the human being, what the human being was not before knowing, what he never knew before. These are the five lines. First five lines communicated to Muhammad the Prophet from God. Why am I saying this, that Allah, the name Allah, was not mentioned in the first communication to Muhammad? Why am I saying this? The connection for our life is with creation. So the first way, the first name that was given to Muhammad of God is God the Creator. Since we call God by different names, I'm sure the wise writers, founding fathers of this great political idea that we have in America, I'm sure that they chose not to say Jesus Christ or not to say God. They didn't even say God. Because there'll be many people coming through this democracy, living here. They foresaw that. In fact, that was the invitation from the very beginning. It began with people who were persecuted abroad, overseas, and they came here for a place to live the life of their choice, the life of their choice. So this is a country that's going to be a country of many. And the founding fathers, seeing ahead of time, seeing into the future, used no language that would disrespect any of us or that would exclude any of us. Creator, all of us can accept that equally, because we are equally the creation of God. Adam. In religion, both Quran, Bible, and the Bible, and the Quran, our holy book, the Quran, and in the holy book of the Christians, the Bible. In both these books, we have Adam as the name of the first human to exist on this earth. And we are told that this Adam was made, created by God. And he was made from the earth, from the ground. In fact, it says from the dust of the ground. From the dust of the ground, the dust of the earth, he was made. And it goes on to tell us how he became the father of all people, of all people. So we identify in our mortal body and in our original human spirit, we identify with Adam, the first father. Adam, the first father. Now, just reading the story, to me, it sounds like myth, not like reality. It sounds like myth. Because how do you make a man from dust and make dust adhere together, make it hold together with water, says, and rain came, and then he formed a man, and make it hold together with water, mud, and breathe into that mud, and it become a living soul. To me, that's more like myth than reality. And anybody believe that literally, you're not ready to help Detroit, or the neighborhood I'm living in, or any other place. Okay. You have a problem, and really these stories are for children, and the men know how to translate those stories. If you're a man, you're supposed to know how to translate the story. I don't mean man in the world. I mean man in knowledge. I'm not talking about a man in the world. But you know, many men in the world, they can't read at all. No. But if you're a man in knowledge, you're supposed to know how to translate that and see it in reality. No. And it's first pitch you that it presents is nothing but myth. It has to be understood. I once sat on a radio program, and I was then rejected by my father. I was not inside of his organization called the Nation of Islam at that time. And I was trying to get back in. In fact, he had permitted me to come to him at his house and I could attend, but he was not permitting me to lecture, to give speeches. So they thought they would get me put back out, put me out again, the offices of the Nation of Islam. When they got the tape, they thought they had something to get me put out so I would never come and speak again. So they gave it to my father. I didn't know he had it. At the Sunday dinner, he invited me to come to the Sunday dinner, and I was sitting at the table there. He said, "Son, we want to play a tape." I didn't know what it was, but I've never been afraid of anything I do or say. I've never been afraid of anything I did or said, because I'm always trying to say the right thing. And when you know you're trying to do right, you're not afraid. So anyway, they played the tape. And then at one part at placing the tape, my father, he was 62, he stood up and called. And he said, "My son's got it." Now, this is before you all knew that I was going to be a leader, soon, because he was sick at that time. That was no more than 1 or 2 years before I was your leader. Anyway, he said, "My son's got it." And he looked at my mother. My mother was sitting there. Now, this is about, my mother. Harry Paul is maybe 72, maybe 1972, around there, somewhere around there, right about around there. And he looked at my mother. He said, "Isn't that right, Clarence?" And my mother got bright smiley, dark. She was very dark skinned in the teeth, and she smiled. Her face looked like the sun. And she was smiling with that bright smile, and she said, "Yes." Said, "This is what we've been waiting for."
All right, everyone. God's peace be upon you, and we will continue that on another evening. Thank you so very much. God's peace be upon you. This is Martha Nyla Williams signing off for the evening.